Have you ever mistaken the equipment for the ability? Paul presses this further in Romans chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. If an uncircumcised man keeps the law, he stands condemned? No, he stands counted as circumcised. Meanwhile, the circumcised lawbreaker stands condemned. Well, that flips the entire religious system upside down. You see, the sign was never meant to be the substitute for obedience. It was meant to reflect obedience. Circumcision pointed toward a heart set apart to God. But over time, it became a badge of superiority rather than a reminder of surrender. And this echoes Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. Even Moses understood the physical sign pointed to the spiritual reality. So Paul is saying the same thing. The sign without the substance is useless. And this harmonizes with Romans chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Religious comparison will not save. External markers will not protect. God judges according to truth, not tribal identity. So we must ask ourselves, have we subtly replaced surrender with symbolism? Are we resting in a past decision, a church affiliation, or a public profession while resisting present-day faith that leads to obedience? The symbol was never meant to be a substitute. Pray this with me today. Father, expose any place where I have replaced inward surrender with outward symbolism. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Christian and Vanessa Martinez and their family are missionaries in Romania, and also the Grucy LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Ghana.